Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Nutramedical Report for the 23rd of January, 2007. And it really is, if you actually do the correction of the Gregorian calendar, this is 2012. And I'm not talking about frighten you. I want you to start be spurred into action. You can see all the events around you. Just use your brain. And that's why we want dialogue with our callers to start spurring them to action. A lot of them listen many hours a day to the RBN network, and they're the most informed people. We are literally the top people that know this. We're the refounders of the Republic of America. And, of course, around the world, those listening want to know this truth because we have freedom of speech here, and it's being fought for tooth and nail by experts like Reverend Ted Pike and you when you join the battle. And it's important to do this today because in many countries where they've lost their freedom of speech, in Australia and Britain and Canada, you couldn't say a lot of the things we say on this program. You'd go immediately to prison. Do not pass go and do not collect $200. You're going to go to jail for a long time because you've harmed someone's feelings. You know that song, Feelings. And this is how bad it's going to get. You know, if we let these things happen, we get what we deserve. If we are passive, if we don't prepare our food, our supplies, our first-line kits, if we don't get products that will save us, if we don't get skill sets to grow food at home and protect our families, we're going to pay dearly. And the price, if you knew what it was, you would never even think of ever not being prepared. Let's see now. Marianne, are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line, and I'll be very quick. Okay, for some of us, our pets are among our best friends.
Absolutely. You're like your co-children, if you
will. Oh, that's absolutely right. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, I've heard very, very little anywhere on any kind of whole food for pets. I only know of one source. Another thing is detox.
I can tell you a real good supplier for that. In fact, we'll be putting some of these products back up. The Lametco company we had Todd on earlier, that number that was given earlier,
right.
Some of the best pet food you can imagine.
Oh, excellent.
And that's something that can be stored as well. So you need to know that there are things out there that can help. But you need to start thinking of these things in advance. And with the comfort zones going this year, if I said one thing in 2007, you remember nothing else, remember that the comfort zone is going to go away.
Right, right.
Whether it's financial comfort zone, climate comfort zone, food comfort zone, civil rights comfort zone, everything is going this year, and we're going to have to battle for every right, everything. It says right in the Bible that, you know, a day's wages for a day's food. That's what they want to do to us. The globalists have a plan to subjugate us, to make us administrative citizens. We become consuming units. It's no different than the Nazi death camp that had the emblem over the top of the camp that said, you know, work to live. In other words, the utilitarian use, if you are of no utility to the Reich, you are terminated. That's what they plan to do to us.
And with China having a 22-cent wage per hour, that could go pretty low.
Yeah, just imagine what they want to do. You know, we've had Frosty Woolridge on the program. He'll be back on. The next 100 million are not the upstanding best citizens in Mexico or Central America. They are the scum of these nations in most cases, not all the time. But they shouldn't be here without proper papers.
They broke the law to get here.
And we need people. We need people from these countries to come in. Let them have a rapid, proper certification system. Make sure we don't have sexual predators, criminals, people who violate and break our automobile laws and kill people or maim them. Have no license or no insurance. This is an insanity.
Right.
If a citizen did it, they go to prison. But you don't see that happening with these illegals. It's ridiculous.
The Border Patrol goes to prison, but the illegals don't.
Exactly. Well, let's put it this way. We need to put together some things. We're going to talk about this in future shows to start putting indictments on the president and his current Fourth Reich junta, congressional people and senators like Senator Pelosi. I call her Pelosi because that's who she is. She's lousy.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start dealing with these criminals that pass laws that are basically treasonous, like the CAFTA, NAFTA free trade system where they're going to knock down the country's borders, take away our constitutional rights, take away our property, force us into wars, and literally we'll be bringing about the blowing up of cities. If a city blows up, you're going to say to take us to the bank.
Right.
I swear my blood on it. We'll do it on purpose to subjugate the population and get them into civil detention camps.
I agree. After the break, please give your email address, all right?
I certainly will.
Thank you, sir.
Have John in Georgia, Tom in Arkansas, and then we're going to have our special guest, Michael Corey, talking about the God hypothesis and the real issues are spiritual. We'll be back in just a moment.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report, and we have Ted Pike calling in for a quick cameo for a moment. Then we're going to have our guest, Michael Corey, and we do have some callers left over from Hour 1. We want to get your comments because we need to get you prepared physically, but also deal with the real underlying reason why people don't prepare, why they receive literally what they don't want, but what they have been asking for, and there's a big difference. Let's hear from Ted Pike on the battles won and the battles forward that we need to continue fighting. Welcome to the program, Ted.
Yes, thank you, Doctor, for having me on.
Well, thank you for being so diligent, and I literally pray every day for you because we need your prayers, everyone, here at RBN. We need your prayers to all the patriots like people like Steve Shanks and Michael Corey and John Stapmiller and all of the hosts here that are trying to move forward. Literally, we know that America is literally chiseled into our hearts and our spirits and our souls. We need to fight this battle this year because there's going to be so many things that need to be addressed. Don't become lazy. Don't think someone else is going to do it. You need to get engaged. So, Ted, let's get the greatest news that has happened in a while.
Yes. Well, we certainly couldn't have these victories in Congress without alternative talk radio and hosts like you that allow me to sound the alarm. Yes, we had a tremendous victory this last week, last Thursday. Section 220 of the lobby reform bill was stripped off, and this is a great disaster for the liberals, the ADL, and the Jewish activists like Levin and Lieberman who put it on the lobby reform bill in the first place. This was basically a tremendous assault against grassroots lobbying in the United States. It would force many Christian churches, evangelical churches, which are politically active, to register with the government. They would have to give detailed accounting of every cent that they spent on affecting national, federal policy as far as calling in or lobbying or writing and anti-abortion activities or lobbying against the stem cell research or same-sex marriages, whatever. The list is long. But this was an attempt basically to quash the religious right, something which has been a phenomenon since the days of Reagan. The liberals don't like this. The ADL doesn't like this. They're fed up with the grassroots lobbyists speaking out, as we at the National Prayer Network have done, against the big federal hate law and defeating it three times in the last 2 years. Anyway, that was defeated, and now the lobby reform bill is going before the House. And we're afraid that Nancy Pelosi will reattach the new language of the and a new bill number of lobby reform, Section 220 it is, again in the House, and confident of victory, she and the Democrats will try to get it passed in the House, and then later in conference they will try to reattach it with the Senate and get the Senate conferees and House conferees to agree and finally win in the end. And for that reason, I'm calling all patriotic Americans to speak out as never before, particularly to the House of Representatives in the next week or two, and protest this Orwellian legislation, which basically requires American people and grassroots patriots and activists to register with the government, become accountable to the government on penalty of a $100,000 fine. This is a flat-out violation of our First Amendment rights, our rights of petition, and so on. Now, the second big issue which is facing us this week is the fact that the big federal hate bill has also been introduced into the House of Representatives. It was introduced by Representative Sheila Jackson Lee on January 5th. It's called the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2007. The bill number is H.R. 254. And as soon as Pelosi announces her new appointees for the subcommittee on crime, that committee may well just do nothing more than take a simple vote occupying about a minute's time and pass that on to the Judiciary Committee, then on to the floor of the House of Representatives. So here again we have a huge issue. In fact, the hate bill, of course, is much more dangerous than the reform bill. They're both dangerous, but the federal hate bill will basically lead us into a big federal anti-hate bureaucracy in the United States, like they have in Canada, where it becomes a speech crime, a thought crime, to criticize federally protected groups.
Yeah, and this kind of situation with the current surveillance, the new Vista system that will be coming in from our wonderful people at Microsoft, that's going to have surveillance software directly embedded in it, with the chip coming next year with a national ID, with total monitoring, the Total Information Awareness Network, the Panopticon system. We have to stop this now, or we'll literally be living in a matrix of hell on earth.
Yes, well, both of these bills are massive efforts of the federal government to federalize life and activity and free speech on the local level. The big federal hate crimes bill is basically an attempt to set up an alternative justice system in the United States, a bias-motivated justice system, in which the police will not ask, has there been physical damage to a person or property? Instead, they will ask, are you biased against a federally protected group? And
yeah,
if you are biased, then you will be basically guilty of hate and perhaps a hate crime.
Right.
And of course, this legislation very quickly leads down a slippery slope as federal judges and judges all the way down the peck order begin to adjudicate from the bench, giving broader and broader protection to supposedly beleaguered minorities such as homosexuals.
It'll actually strike everyone, though. People have to realize it doesn't matter what group you belong to, the left, the right, the middle, everyone's going to pay for this.
So sooner or later they will. This bill is also a massive invasion into states' rights and law enforcement, giving the federal government the right to come down any time it wants to and meddle in states' rights and law enforcement, particularly regarding hate crimes, violent hate crimes. And so we have to speak out now boldly. It's now or never, literally, because Pelosi and the Democrats are railroading legislation at lightning speed through the House and Senate. They're forbidding the Republicans to add amendments. It was a miracle that we got Section 220 stripped off. We have to speak out as never before. And at truthtellers.org, we have complete materials. We have powerful brochures on the lobby bill and the hate bill. We want you to make your calls to your congressional delegation, but especially your House member, your member of the House of Representatives this week. We've licked them in the Senate this last week. Now we have to turn our firepower on the House of Representatives. Come to Truth Teller. We have detailed instructions, materials on how we can have more wins like we had last week.
Absolutely fantastic, Reverend Ted. Call back any day. You are welcome any day to come here and tell us and give us an update. This is so important. I appreciate you calling in. Again, the website is truthtellers.org. Well, we'll continue the battle. And again, we are winning, and that's what we need to do. We need to win all these little battles to win the war.
Thank you, right.
Reverend Ted.
Thanks so much, Doctor.
Well, this is wonderful to hear this kind of news, and it should pick people up and make them realize that it's not the end of our world or our nation, that we can win if we decide for the future. And we now have also Tom in Arkansas. Tom, you go ahead with your question or comments, either from hour one or now we'll be talking soon to Michael Corey. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. I just returned back to Little Rock from a seven-day whirlwind trip throughout the South. And I discovered, stopped at every Waffle House I could and talked to people. The displaced victims from New Orleans have really taken over. They've brought crack into so many areas in the South you wouldn't believe. But particularly I was quite depressed to see Jacksonville and Atlanta, Memphis, where the crime rates are just through the roof. So I wanted to make a point to all the listeners. I learned it appears 1% own 90% of the wealth out there, and 1% seems to know 90% of the truth. The rest of them are in a daze.
Yeah, and also what they've done by displacing all these people and all the criminals is they've dispersed them. They've taken people who are marginal criminals and made them real serious and dispersed them to all these cities so they can increase the need to, quote, federalize a lot of these areas, especially if more disasters strike, which is what the government's trying to do, federalize the policing. Instead of the marshal, who's just the top authority in the counties, they want to have it federalized so they have total control. And they can put foreign troops in there, Mexican troops, Norwegian or German troops, former CIS, Bulgarian, Chinese. I mean, this is their plan. People need to start grasping that they're wanting. The crosshairs is not on Afghanistan and Iraq. It's on us.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the U.S. middle class. It's on the absorption and subjugation. And if you're in other countries nearby, like Canada, I think don't be smug. They'll annex you in a heartbeat. Once America goes down that slippery slope, you'll just be another annexed state and a total police network that'll be absolutely horrendous. And you won't see the border as any different. And the totalitarianism that will happen with the hate crimes bill will be far worse and noxious in America than anywhere else, because we're all primed to become the Fourth Reich.
Yeah, Ted Pike's message is very serious. And
yeah, very serious. This is it. We're not in a rehearsal now.
Yeah.
We're there. If people, and I did a play on words in the 2012, but people really need to grasp this. If you just use your intellect, you've got to realize, we're there. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Yes, we are. We are there yet now.
And I want to say that I'm very proud that Steve Shank is such a verbal stand up and tell us, you know, this point of view from like a 1 year, 4 year preparation basis. I've taken adopted a thought that I need a 1 month's preparation for about 10 people if I'm going to have any protective circle of influence.
Yeah, and you have to multiply that, because you're right. You're going to have more people around you that are going to be starving.
That's it. See, so it's not really me for 4 years so much as it is 8 or 10 people that can care for each other.
That's an excellent comment, Tom. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
And as we expand our thing and go on to RBN Live and do support RBN, and as you sign in to that petition, and when we get to come back from this break, we're going to be talking with an amazing guest, Michael Corey, on some very serious things. The real root behind why people don't prepare on the physical level, why they do the wrong thing, is always spiritual. We are the authors of our own future, both personally and corporately as our nation and our world. We can choose what kind of future, what timeline we want. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Corey.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report for the 23rd of January, 2007. Our special guest is Dr. Michael Corey, and welcome to the program, Michael.
Thank you very much, Dr. Deagle. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, what we're trying to do today is we want to inspire a revelation so there is not a revolution. And
we need
to do this really quickly because we don't have a lot of time left. And people think somehow that it's an information war. And yes, it is. It's a technical war. It's a geopolitical war. It's a war that requires other things. But you have to line things up. And there's a hierarchy. And the hierarchy means that if you do not pay attention to the spiritual things, like it says in the Bible, pay attention to the kingdom, the things that are spiritual first, and everything else will fall into place. There's a movie out now called the Secret.tv, and I've known about this for many decades, but I've gone well beyond that. People need to understand some principles. These principles I'm going to teach on this show. We'll be periodically having guests like yourself that understand that the philosopher was often the keeper of the king, if you want to call it, in ancient societies, and they understood that if the king was not restrained by someone who had a greater purpose for the civilization, for their ecology, for the people, that the civilization would die. And one of the best ways to measure a civilization dying is what we see happening in ours. We see people that are disconnecting from politics. We're seeing people not taking responsibility for themselves or their world. They don't mind killing other living things or destroying the planet. They don't mind putting money into things, even by default, into destroying Afghanistan, but don't feel a personal responsibility for repairing the destruction we've done there. And we need to start also moving forward to understand that the primary power that's going to do that is our intentions to do good and to not look at our current circumstances, but where we want to be. And we need to start accepting it, just like the prayers of the ancients, the prophets and the shamans and so on down through history. They would pray as if they'd already received it. And
right.
We need to start literally accepting the fact that we are made in the image of the Most High God, and we need to start taking our responsibility, this nauseating, disgusting rapture thing in the Christian church that is one example, and many others.
I really agree on that one.
That is just absolutely, absolutely disconnecting, saying, no, we don't need to worry about debt, we don't need to worry about our world, we don't need to worry about other people. Guess what? Every living person on this planet, every little child of every skin color, every unborn child, every senior citizen, and every living thing is precious in God's eyes. And they're literally, as Jesus said, when you do one for the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. He's basically saying you're looking into the face of God when you stick a bayonet into someone who's your enemy.
Amen.
And people need to start grasping that, whether it's a quote, in the words of the people that are over there killing and blasting music in their tanks as they're blowing up Iraqis or Afghanistanis. We are literally pushing the nuclear button for the destruction of our cities. We are literally welding the shackles around our ankles as they cut into our flesh as we're hauled off in rail cars by communist Chinese to go to underground death camps. Yeah, we need to start facing the reality that the actions that we have of universal laws will come back. And if we have positive intention toward our fellow citizens, our neighbors, as I said in the first hour, our most dangerous thing is your prepared neighbor, and your greatest ally is are you your brother's keeper? And the two commandments were given to Moses. By the way, God only gave two commandments initially, and then when Moses came down, he broke them. They were cut by the finger of God when he cut literally through the stones, the holes of the Hebrew letters, so you could see the light through those letters. The first was, love your God with your heart, mind, and soul. And number two, love your neighbor as yourself. Not just your neighbor, your fellow man, but all of the living things. We are the gardener of Eden, the earth, the garden planet. We're the gardener of our galaxy, our world. And we need to take that responsibility.
Amen.
And there's the problem. You see, people wonder, why don't people get their food stored? Why don't people get first-line kits? Because they want to be entertained. They're entertained by the ghoulishness of the horrific things that I know, or other people that are experts. And I'm not entertained by that. I am literally a walking dead man, and many others, but I'm not afraid. I have no fear, and the reason I have no fear is because they call it fear of the Most High. What it is you respect
Amen.
Who created you. And I don't fear. If they kill me this minute, I know where I'm going. And
I've
people need
the
to be
same
able
words.
To breathe that, and then once they understand that, they'll start getting themselves ready. They'll start forgiving their enemies. And guess what forgiveness does? It relieves God of restraining judgment, so he brings circumstances about that will bring it swiftly.
We want
the other side to change. We want Pelosi to say, I'm sorry, I don't want to do hate crime spill anymore. But pray for these enemies. Like Jesus said, pray for them so that we will start to see a turnaround. And we need to do this now. We need to work in the spiritual realm, because most of the population now are in a state of unconsciousness. We have a population that's not preparing. They don't even have water supplies along the Gulf Coast. So, yes, Michael, go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, on the one hand, there seems to be a finalistic end that seems to be like, fatalistic, as we spoke about yesterday, just seems to be. Yet, on the other hand, it seems to be that we have the choice that if we want to change things, we can. And I think that is obviously true. It's a paradox. We can change things, but evidently it's known that we're not.
Well, it goes beyond that. And again, I think of the universe, the way I think of this is the universe. Think of the universe as a musical instrument. And the lower dimensions, the four dimensions, are like the four strings that are plucked on the body of the singularity of the higher dimensions. And we, by our thoughts and our intentions, create the future. We are co-creators with the Most High, and we have to decide whether we want to have a future that's good in His eyes or destructive.
Amen.
We have to decide today, not tomorrow. Just like Moses said between Mount Ebal and Gerizim. We'll be back in a moment with Michael Corey.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 80 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. Michael, I'd like to hear your feedback on these issues as to why do we have a nation that's allowed this evil? Why do we have a world that has been literally going like a hell fire handcart going down the side of a mountain into a volcano? Why have we permitted this when literally we know that it's individuals, it's a small number that even started the first revolution? Why are we tolerating this?
Excellent question. Absolutely excellent question. And it leads from a more local level to a cosmic level, and I'll start at the local level and at the cosmic level, and it ends up matching exactly your whole perspective, just in other words, which is so fascinating. We always agree, and I love it, and it's just the way it is. It's because it's the truth, and the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. And by the way, you brought me to my knees last night with the truth. And with a capital T, and I just have never had such a self-fulfilling experience in my life, such a religious experience in my life. I healed some personal situations, all from our talk, and it was just priceless. And man.
Well, you see, that's what we are. You see, God does not want us to hide our light under a bushel. And true humility is not pretending that you are not gifted by giving a word that literally is from the Bible or one or something you've taught or some spirit knowledge that you have. It is giving all the glory to our Creator. And people have to understand that's the real thing, is that relationship nullifies religion.
Sure.
And I asked people, and I said this in my talk in the Granada Forum, I said, do you think 10,000 years from now there's any religion? And Jesus himself addressed it in the synagogue and when he read Isaiah. And what he said, this very first time he spoke publicly, was that no one shall tell his brother to know the Lord, because of the knowledge of God will be as the oceans upon the earth. That knowledge will be an ever-present knowledge of what we are. As I've always said, if we knew what we were, we would not do what we do.
Amen. I've said the same thing. I can't believe I found another human being on the planet that says the same words. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm your lost, long-lost son.
Here's the thing, is that God is speaking to us now because we are at the nexus. We're approaching a time that I've called the nexus, that basically is a time where we will not survive our technology unless our spirituality rises above this.
Amen. Here's the encapsulation, and it's funny because my work has just paralleled your ideas almost exactly independently. There's the idea of perfect balance in the cosmos. We wouldn't expect anything other than a perfect God, an omnipotent God. That's what my latest book, The God Hypothesis, is all about.
Right.
And that's why Goldilocks is on the cover, the whole balance thing, that every intimate detail, every atom, every electron, every charge, every piece of matter, everything, and every little process and big process from the Big Bang onward is not too strong, not too weak, not too big, not too little, but just right for the existence of life. Science knows this. It's called the anthropic principle. And I call it the Goldilocks principle because it's something that people can understand, and Goldilocks is on the cover, but it gets much deeper than that. Every detail from the carbon that's made in our bodies, perfect balance, because it's cooked inside of the stars. It's converted so many scientific atheists, I can't count at them all.
Right.
This perfect balance has to be maintained. And if we tip the scales one way or other, things go out of line. It's already known that if you were to change any of the basic parameters of the universe, say the strength of gravity, by a tenth of a millionth of a percent, one way or the other, stronger or weaker, we would disappear.
Right.
And that everything is dependent on that perfect balance.
Right.
So that's the cosmic perspective. Now, if you go back down to the Earth, well, from my perspective at least, the whole concept of free will is essential to human existence, as one of our essential attributes, essential traits, and made in the image of God. He's free, got free will, so do we. I think that's one of the traits that we have like him. Of course, we don't have the freedom to walk on the moon, just things within our realm. freedom is a dangerous thing in the beginning, because you have the freedom to choose. Freedom is the freedom to choose good or evil, or right or wrong.
Yeah, and the real issue of good and evil is real interesting, and I want to clarify this right now so people understand the real definition of good and evil. Good is hearing what the Most High God in your spirit, in your knowledge, just like an ancient poem that I read when I was in grade 5 called Abu Ben Adam, who was born in the jungle of the Amazon, and he didn't know, he never had any religious preacher or missionary or any read any religious book. He just knew what was right because it was in the fiber of his being.
Right.
Okay? And what we have to understand is that good is hearing that still small voice of knowing what is right and wrong and doing what is right.
Amen. There you are.
And evil is not hearing the voice. And the ancient word in Hebrew is called shema, which is to hear and do. And God literally does not believe you have a relationship with him unless you shema, you hear. In fact, if you look down from space at the Temple Mount, the Mount Moriah, it's shaped in the shape of a shin, which is the Hebrew letter for shema. So if you see Spock, for example, when he does the sign of the priest of Aaron.
No, I love Spock. He's my hero.
What he's doing is he's making the shin sign that the Aaronic priests say over the people when they say the prayer. And people have to understand the clearest definition and clearest symbol and knowledge of the Most High God. All the religions have had some portion of truth. All of the, even the native preachers. But the clearest came down through the people of the book, which is why the New World Order has the crosshairs first on the Jews. First to kill the people of the book. That's why the Holocaust happened. First to destroy them and destroy any of their offspring religions, because that's why when they said civil detention camps, they want to kill the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims.
Unbelievable.
Make sure they get them all, and even if they only have a portion of the truth, they have to extinguish it all, because the real issue is that Jesus said, you are made in such that when I return, even greater things you will do, and you will be exactly the same as me.
That's what
Not
I wanted
different.
To mention last night, and I just didn't get a chance.
People need to understand that and get it into their gut. And
sure.
Then they have to understand that relationship empowers you.
And so getting back to the idea of free will, the question is, how can an omnipotent God create it in finite souls who are to become his children,
right.
His adopted children? And the idea is that if he were to create perfect beings with perfect knowledge of how to always do good and never do evil, such as the angels or God himself, we would have need to have been programmed, pre-programmed with the essential knowledge to know how to respond to any given contingency or event in a good way so as to create good consequences. But if God were to do that and pre-program us, everyone knows what we would be. We'd be another version of a computer. We'd be a Mac or a PC.
We'd be an automaton. See,
yeah.
the real issue is, what is the universe? And I'm over a series of programs we'll be talking about. I'm going to try to teach people what the nature of the universe is. And this fits in with advanced theory that goes well beyond string theory. A lot of it is classified information people need to understand, that the government, the NSA, and these senior physicists around the world know this. This is something that the senior philosophers know this. Ancient philosophers knew it, and they kept it, and that's why it's called the secret. The real secret is we are co-creators with the God of the universe. When we wish evil upon others, we get evil upon ourselves.
Karma squared.
Right, and what happens is we have to understand when we think on evil things, like, let's say we don't really want bad things, we always think on, let's say, all the bill collectors or your bad health. Guess what? You continue to get what you have. As they say, if you continue doing what you had yesterday in business, you're going to continue having what you have today.
Sure.
But if you don't look at your circumstances, you think, I'm a healthy person, even though you're dying of cancer, I'm a well person, then you see these things happen.
Sure.
I mean, people need to grasp that they are the refounders of America. See, America was strong not because it had all the resources or the guns or whatever. It was strong because it was spiritually strong, and we need to become strong again, not in our minds, even intellectually, not in our physical bodies. We need to become strong in our spirits to deal with what's coming, and only the strong in the spirit will survive what's coming. The weak in the spirit, the ones who are going to hide in underground lairs, underground, like people like these, a continuation of government people, they're doing all their plans, the globalists, the people that have got their armies all surrounding them and want to start poisoning the population with genetically modified frankenfood, they're not going to be around. The weak in spirit, those who are evil, those who don't hear God, they are going to die because they're going to make bad decisions. They're going to make decisions that will, literally as it says, it will end them, because they'll be bound together like the tares, the false ones. A lot of them think they're doing good. Oh, we've got to save the earth because we're going to reduce the population. I heard there were two awards that were announced for Al Gore. Al Gore's movie is an abomination. His movie, An Inconvenient Truth. And I'm saying this, if anyone wants to challenge, please call in, and we're going to have a very serious discussion, because it's a very convenient lie. When you'll take something that's dealing with galactic and solar and other things, with a minor fraction of the effort of the cause being caused by, quote, man-made pollution, which of course is completely controlled by the globalists, so that he can propound a population control where they can destroy us with the World Trade Organization, with vaccines, with pandemics they're making. So the real questions, which is why the last of my four talks in the DVD are questions for the end of the age. And I'm not telling people to seek the answers first. I want them to seek the questions.
Sure. Just one other little addendum before we break real quick so I can finish the question you initially asked me.
Yes.
I got sort of sidetracked there. So in the process, because the question is, you know, the spiritually immature, why they choose immature decisions, et cetera, and where does that come from? So God, in order to create free-willed beings, he, of necessity, logically, not because of a limitation in his power, it's not a power issue, and my advisor, David Griffin, in California, in my doctoral program, this is what we butt heads about. And ultimately, I think this is obviously the valid conclusion,
right.
And that is that in order for us to be truly free, we have to gain our own knowledge through our own experience in the world, which is why we're here. Otherwise, God would have bypassed this whole world, and we'd all be created perfect ab initio in heaven, and there would be nothing, no Hitlers, no bombs, no disease, and everybody would be perfect. But he didn't take that route because he didn't want heaven full of computers.
Well, I'll take it one step further. What we're dealing with is the universe itself is literally created by our corporate realizations down through the ages. Literally, we have and our ancestors have created what our world is.
Sure.
We're co-creators, and this is really important that people grasp it. If you stand on the sidelines and let America have this buffoon start a nuclear war, don't worry when you look up and you can see the bones through your hands and your city's been blasted with a nuclear bomb.
Dear God, yes.
You're responsible for not acting now to prepare yourself to get out of the city, to deal with the political situation, to stop the hate crime bill. You. And so don't complain to God or anyone else that you haven't that you're suffering, because we are responsible. It's a hard message to tell people, but we are responsible, and our ancestors that have literally cursed us by bad intentions and inaction have cursed us with
sure.
this time and age.
And the reason for that is that once he, in order to create free will, he had to create initially empty vessels so that we could be like blank slates and acquire our own knowledge for ourselves, because true freedom means following the instructions or the data in your own self-acquired knowledge in your own mind,
right.
not following somebody else's pre-programming.
Right.
But in the beginning of that process, you know, you're like a car that's only halfway down the assembly line and taken off the assembly line and put on a freeway and it wrecks. We are on an assembly line. We're being assembled, slowly self-assembled, with assistance of God if we ask for it.
Right.
And so we're acting on impartial knowledge, at least the immature, most of the more immature ones among us, and immature knowledge leads to immature decisions and naive decisions, which lead to destructive consequences and destructive behaviors, and that is evil. But
well,
then,
yeah, go back to the words of Jesus. He said the wages of sin are death, and sin basically is if you don't shema, if you don't hear and do the intentions not of yourself, he said, the most subtle evil is to do good in your own eyes. And that's the very statement that was made by God before the destruction came on the ancient world with a flood. And the second judgment is a fire that's coming.
Wow.
And that first judgment means every man in the ancient time of Noah didn't do evil in his own eyes. He did what was good in his own eyes.
Sure. And I love the quote out of the Old Testament where God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Right.
There you are. That's evil, and why people are following, you know, wrong paths and listening to the wrong people, going down the wrong road. But then once you suffer and go through enough personal transformation, you reach a sort of deagle point, if you will. Pardon the point H, but I mean that sincerely, where you can suddenly see the difference between good and evil and realize that you're the master of whether you create it or not, and then you start to go down the right road, and I think that's when people find God and are on the way to their heavenly abode.
Well, I think the key is that they have to learn how to hear. The key issue is you don't have a rule book. Jesus said, I'm not going to write my commandments upon your heart. You're going to write them upon our hearts of flesh, not stone. So what he's really saying is you don't need to have a rule book. You just need to have a relationship.
Amen.
And once you have that, guess what? You'll pray on everything. Oh, should I be doing this? Should I help Reverend Ted Pike? Should I get my food in? Should I start talking to my neighbors who I don't talk to? Should I start dealing with the issues in my nation? Should I contribute to, like the show before ours, talking with the doctor trying to set up a hospital in Afghanistan after we wrecked their country? Yes. Your answers are going to be yes. Now, you may not be able to do everything, but you can do something, just like you can save one child.
Sure. You know what? I just want to say this before we go back to commercial for all your listeners and for anybody else that might have access to this show, and that is, out of all the radio stations and out of all the radio shows in all of the world, the truth is being spoken on only one network, and in my opinion, in this show, period. It's the greatest show in terms of truth. Which what other criterion could we go by besides maybe comedy or something? This is it, and your listeners are so lucky to have you, and I feel so fortunate that there's one person out there, just one, that knows what's going on and has the courage to tell us when a lot of people would be afraid and shy away for personal safety reasons or whatever. You're a hero. You're an absolute hero, and your listeners need to know that, and that there is no other channel like this.
Yeah,
and
right.
If they want to know the truth, they're wasting their time listening to anybody else except possibly with other channels on this network.
Right.
No other network
even
comes
close. Yeah,
this
is the best network, absolutely. And people need to understand, don't elevate me. I'm just a person that does one thing different, because I could have been like Darth Vader and be kind of gone to the dark side many times. And over the shows, you'll hear my testimony about what really happened in my life. But I do one thing. I hear and do. Shema. That's
love it.
Nothing else.
Love it.
I don't take any glory. I don't do anything else. I just hear and do. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to have a big formula rule book. And when you do that, you'll start walking on a path one step at a time with a little flashlight in your hand, knowing 10 feet in front of you, and that's all you have to do.
Awesome.
We'll be back in a moment with callers, Glenn in Montana and Roger in Pennsylvania.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report and Clay and Iron Show, and it is called Clay and Iron because it is the last secular empire. We will transition to an age where the spirit rules over the flesh and the science of mankind. Otherwise, we will not be at all. And let's take a few callers quickly before we head out for this hour. You just have a moment. Glenn in Montana, and then Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Glenn.
Dr. Deagle, while we're on the subject of preparedness, where can we find this map that you spoke of that has Wisconsin underwater? Is this public domain? What website can we look at? And thanks.
Wisconsin?
I'll take it off the air. Thank you.
Oh, okay, sure. First off, I haven't posted any maps or anything like that on dealing with earth changes, but you can tell. I can tell you a few basic things. Number one, we know that the North Pole was in a very different position. So the magma shield has moved on the Earth, and the pole itself has actually flipped numerous times. We know that the continent has already had the largest earthquake in North America in the last few hundred years was actually in the area of Missouri. We know that the inland ocean, that there will probably be earth changes that will occur along the major tectonic plates and the split in the continent, so that a large waterway will open up from the Gulf all the way through to the Great Lakes and onto the Hudson Bay. We know that the California coastline is literally on a shelf, that the super tsunamis that will happen with earth changes that are coming, and I can't tell you when, but they're coming, we're going to see major changes in the geography of America and probably major changes in the climate that will completely rearrange the view of what you see as your earth, your map of earth. So interesting comments, but people need to be prepared. I tell them to go to the Prudent Places USA. They can obtain these, I believe, at some of our websites. Just go to NutraMedical and Google, and you can find it in there if you actually go to our search engine. But, yes, there's going to be serious changes in America. We have lots of dangers, whether there are volcanoes, calderas, coastal areas with these super tsunamis that will occur at some future date. It's not if, it's when. And I'm not going to tell you when, but start thinking on it, start praying on it, and trying to figure out where you should be, where your family should be, and how you need to get out of the cities. If things get really crazy, you need to start planning today. Roger in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Listeners, very quickly grab your pencils for a couple of toll-frees to the Capitol Hill switchboard to fight that hate crimes. And now in about a week, January 31st, Navy Chaplain Captain Gordon James Klingenschmidt is scheduled to be fired for praying and preaching in Jesus' name, as you hopefully all well know now.
Isn't that terrible? Isn't that an obscenity?
I'll say these three numbers through once quickly and then repeat them.
Sure.
877-851-6437. Next. 800-450-8293. Next. 866-340-9281. Now, all these are freshly test-driven, by the way. To repeat, 877-851-6437. Next, 800-450-8293. Next, 866-340-9281. And the rare few folks might not know the next tune over at 50-50 for Stattmiller's show. That would be the
Absolutely. You need to stay tuned to RBN and hear what John's going to say, because the hosts on our show are very important. Thanks, Roger. Michael, you can say our comments as we go for the show. We need to have you back on later this month, because the spiritual issues, this is, if you want to call it spiritually 2012, the issues are not geopolitical primarily, they are spiritual. And if we do those, then everything else, it says, if you seek first the kingdom, then everything else will be added unto you. Tell us what we need to do.
Dr. Deagle, I just wanted to invite, no time left, your listeners to my website for substantial discounts on my books about evil and scientific
Absolutely.
Proof of a creator.
Right.
It's really easy. It's just www.goldilocksuniverse.com. Because it's
right.
all based on Goldilocks.
Yeah,
and there's
great.
No E in Goldilocks. Everybody thinks it's Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, that's G-O-L-D.
G-O-L-D-I-L-O-C-K-S-U-I-U-N-I-V-E-R-S-E.com.
Excellent.
I answer questions 24 hours.